and welcome. My name is J.R. Cruz. I'm the Vice President for Conferences for IEEE VTS and a member of the Board of Governors. I am a professor and director of the School of Electrical and Computer Engineering at the University of Oklahoma. And today I have the distinct pleasure to open the VPPC 2016, and starting with a brief set of remarks from some of the people that have been heavily involved in the organization of the conference. And so I'll start by introducing our panel here this morning. And I will start with, from that end of the table, and that will be Alain Bousquerol. Alain is a professor at the University of Lille 1 in France, and he has been one of the most active people involved in the organization of VPPC. So he will say a few remarks about his involvement and about the conference in a minute. Next to Alain, we have Chantal Guimond. And Chantal has recently joined Electric Mobility Canada as its president and CEO, and she will be making a few remarks about electric transportation for all of us here today. The next gentleman sitting next to Chantal is Professor Fabrice Labo. Fabrice is a professor here at the university, McGill University, but is also the IEEE VTS president, and he will share with us some thoughts about the conference and also about VTS. And last but not the least, we have Professor Loïc Boulon. Loïc is a professor at the University of Quebec at Trois-Rivières here in Canada and the general chair of VPPC 2016. As you all know, these conferences take a great deal of organization and work behind the scenes, and Loïc and his team have done all of this for the past year and a half or so. So we're very thankful to have Loïc on board for this conference, and from all I can tell, is going to be quite interesting and exciting. So without any further ado, I would start the remarks, and maybe appropriately, we should start with Fabrice as president of IEEE VTS.
Thank you very much, GR. Thanks to all of you for being here this morning. So what I typically do at the beginning of conferences that are sponsored by our society, the Vehicular Technology Society, I typically give a short presentation / state of the society report that gives you a sense of what the society is about, what we do, and how we're doing it. Before going into this, I would like to echo what the GR just said, which is that the organizing team here in Montreal for this VPPC has done a tremendous job, and that has really been led by Loïc in a tremendous way. So before I start anything, I think I'd like to really thank Loïc and his team for the work they've done here, and I think they do deserve a round of applause. So I'm going to run through this reasonably fast. The idea is to give you a sense of what the Vehicular Technology Society is. And so as attendees to a conference that's organized by IEEE, you typically know what IEEE is. You have a sense of the fact that IEEE is divided into many societies that have specific technology areas that are their field of interest. VTS is one of these societies. And what we do is very much applications-oriented, and it's we try to summarize it with the tagline we have been using for quite a few years now, which is connecting the mobile world. And so we're dealing with mobile radio, land transportation, and motor vehicles. And so VPPC is one of the things we do within the society. There's a lot of activities in wireless communications, in the in rail, and other forms of land transportation. To give you a sense of the size of the society, the membership is reasonably steady, around 4,000 members. We have chapters all over the world, so there are a couple of chapter chairs in the room today. We have 47 chapters. Chapters are basically local versions of the society, local groupings in different areas of the world that organize activities for our members. We have a very large distinguished lecturer and speakers program with more than 50 speakers that are available to our chapters, and these are specialists in all the areas that are covered by the society, well-known speakers, very good speakers that can actually travel at no cost to the local chapter, to the chapter, to give the give seminars. All members receive the IEEE VT magazine, which is an award-winning magazine, and you see a few examples of covers here. And if you're interested, if you're a member, if you want to know more about the society, I want to discuss with the few board members of the society who are actually here today. There will be a members-only reception tonight. So, part of the things we do in order to cover the activities within our field of interest, well, we do conferences. Our main big flagship conference is basically called the Vehicular Technology Conference. It's larger than VPPC, but hopefully in a few years they're going to be the same size. And VTC covers everything we do within the society. Over the years, it's evolved as a conference that is mainly in the mobile radio area, but there's always a track that is devoted to motor vehicles, for instance. The other conferences we sponsor, well, you see VPPC here. That's the reason we're here today. There's also a rail conference that we co-sponsor with the with other associations. And we also are developing more and more the wireless vehicular part of our field of interest. And so we have a symposium that's called WIVEC, which is really for wireless vehicular communication. The other way we serve our members in the IEEE Vehicular Technology Society is through publications. And so what I'm showing you here is a sense of how we're doing in terms of publication. We have one main flagship publication, which is the archival publication in the form of Transactional Vehicular Technology. I know a lot of papers from this community end up in the Transactional Vehicular Technology. You see the graph showing you the number of submissions and the impact factor all going up over the last few years, except for a small glitch in the impact factor in 2014, which is basically related to the fact that we've increased dramatically the number of papers we publish, and because the impact factor is related, the denominator of the impact factor is the number of papers you publish. Because we've increased dramatically and suddenly the numbers, the impact factor has gone down, but it's going to go back up in the coming years. Of course, we also have the Vehicular Technology Magazine. If you're a member of the IEEE VTS, you get that magazine 4 times a year. And we're also invested in several other publications. So that's the Wireless Communications Letters, Transactions on Big Data, Transactions on Intelligent Vehicle, Transactions on the Transportation Electrification. So we are involved in many other collaborations in the publications area. In 2015, we have launched a new initiative, which is the Connected Vehicles Initiative, which is trying to get together the different communities in our society. And so you might have seen this logo, this connected vehicle logo that we are using for this initiative. It's really talking about vehicles and communications at the same time. The kind of activities we're looking at are a new column in the magazine, special sections devoted to connected vehicles in the transactions. We have a dedicated website that's basically called IEEEConnectedVehicle.org and variations around that. Connected Vehicles, I think, works too. So if you type IEEE Connected Vehicle in Google, you should find our website. A very, very quick glance at the finances, and I'm not going to bore you with all the details here, but just to give you a sense of how the society works, the income, like any IEEE society, is mainly coming from meetings and conferences on one hand, and periodicals, so that's publications, on the other hand. Now, in terms of expenses, of course, there's the cost of running these different activities, so meetings, conferences, that you see on the right there, meetings, conferences, periodicals, administration of the society, that costs some money, and the what's labeled as committee other there contains a lot of the activities we do for the members. So that includes the distinguished lecturer program, the funding we send to the chapter. So that's really money going back to the members. This is giving you details about the breakdown of that particular category I just was talking about. I'm not going to go into the details. I think the best way, if you're interested in the finances of the society, you're a member and you want to know what we're doing with your money, ask us. And so there's a good way of asking questions. You see that red ribbon here, that means board member. We have a few board members from the IEEE VTS in the room at the conference. If you have questions about anything related to the society, well, ask us. And so we're recognizable. We have that red ribbon. If you're a member, and again, you want to know more about the society and how we're managing the society, you have feedback, you have questions, you have proposals about initiatives, or you want to volunteer to help us, then we'll be very happy to discuss that at a reception tonight for members. IEEE VTS, like all of IEEE, runs because of volunteers. We're all volunteers. And what prevents us from doing everything we'd like to do is the lack of volunteers. So if you are interested in participating in the management of the society, the publications, the conferences, let us know. We're always looking for new volunteers. On that note, I think that's the end of my presentation. I'll thank you very much and wish you a very enjoyable conference. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Fabrice. Very nice description of what we do in VTS. And I hope that some of you here today that are not members decide to join the society and participate more actively in the organization and the functions of the society. I would like to invite Alain Bousquerolles to say a few words. Alain plays a very important role, or has been playing a very important role in the past several years in trying to reshape and revitalize and promote VPPC. Him and his committee have been really key in the development of VPPC in its current form. As you know, VPPC goes back many years, but in the last few years we're trying to modernize that, energize it, refocus it. And Alain has been our point person in that effort. So I would like to invite him to just say a few words about VPPC in particular.
Thanks, Gio. So it's my pleasure on the behalf of the Vehicle Power Propulsion Technical Committee to welcome you. The VP TechCom is in charge of VP activity within IEEE VTS. You have some example of our activity this year. We organize an annual seminar each year. The seminar was in Trois-Rivières in May, and there are more than 100 attendees. I believe that there is more than 10 international lecturers, some are in the rooms, in order to disseminate our action. We support also education. For example, we support a summer school, which is an annual summer school on modeling and control hybrid vehicles, which attract more than 40 PhD and master students. One of the role of IEEE is to go in that way. Other initiatives are welcome, and as said by Fabrice, this evening there is a VTS cocktail So you are invited to discuss with VTS member and also the VPP TechCom member in order to discuss what could be interesting to organize and to develop. So exceptionally this year, this cocktail will be open to all the attendees, not only for VTS member. So VPPC TechCom is the advisory standing committee of VPPC. That means that we are in charge of the scientific quality of the conference. Since 2013, we have reorganized the conference, as said by Gérard, and now we have a rotation between Asia, Europe, and America. Last year, it was in Coimbra, in Portugal. It was more sunny. This year is, of course, in Montreal, in the nice city of Montreal, and next year it will be in Hangzhou near Shanghai in China. And you will have a presentation of VPPC 2016 at the end of the conference. So we also work in order to give some added value to the conference. We work on the award paper. This year the award paper is managed by Theo Hoffman from the Netherlands and Claudio Rossi from Italy. One of the rules is that the people that manage have received previously this award, so they know how work the award committee. This year, only 13 papers was preselected by at least two reviewers, so it's very sharp, in fact, and due to some rules, because a member of the committee cannot go to all the paper and so on and so on, only six papers have been read by the award committee, and in the gala dinner we will award two of the paper. Another key action is a special section for post-conference publication. One of the ideas is to increase the acceptation rate of publication in journals, and one of the ideas is to do paper in conference as a first step to increase that. And you will see in the meeting we have on publication this afternoon at 4 that we increase significantly the success of the rate of acceptation. So this year, this section will be a special section managed by Paolo Pereirinha from Coimbra and Loïc Boulon. One of the rules is to do really 50% of change to improve the paper and to give a good quality of the paper. And we will discuss about that, and it is open to all attendance. So I will finish by my great warm thanks to Loïc Boulon. We drive the conference in a very dynamic way. And also Maxime Dubois, maybe Maxime stand up. You know this guy because he sent a lot of email and ensure a good quality of the conference. And also all the technical program chair committee, the reviewer and so on. I hope that you can enjoy the conference, enjoy Montreal, and that we can all together contribute to a more sustainable world. So remember that there is a VTS cocktail. It seems that young scientists prefer to discuss with a glass of beer or wine. So I hope we can discuss this evening. Thanks.
Well, I am really especially delighted to have with us today Chantal Guimond. Chantal has recently joined the Electric Mobility Canada EMC as its new president CEO. And as some of you probably know, EMC is the only Canadian association dedicated to the acceleration of electric transportation. And the reason I'm especially happy to have her here with us today is that oftentimes in these conferences we have a lot of academics, but not so many people that are out there in the real world trying to promote, in this case, electric transportation. So it's really a special treat to have Chantal Guimond with us today. Chantal will have will do a keynote presentation just in a few minutes, but I would like to give her the opportunity to just say a few words to the conference as a whole here before she has she goes through her keynote presentation. Chantal Guimond.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Montreal. It is a great privilege for me to be here, invited by IEEE and the VIPCC, and I really recognize the importance of having this level of conference with such high-level international delegates. Welcome. As was said, academics and all of the evolution of technology is most important to lead us from an early adopters market to a mass market, which we'll all face in the next coming years. And we at Electric Mobility Canada try to get all together these changes of technology, but also the marketing perspectives and the policy development that we need to bring to government to influence altogether how we're going to achieve these most important goals. So I wish you a very fruitful discussion and conference, and I hope we can find some good ideas of how to combine the perfect solution to get more EVs on the road and to accomplish more research, more development, and more jobs. Thank you.
Thank you, Chantal. Our last speaker is Loïc Boulon, and Loïc is known to most of us, and we're all very grateful that he has accepted this challenge to put together a VPPC here in Canada. I personally have worked closely with Loïc for the past year and a half or so, and I can tell you that it was one of the most pleasant experience, and I do work with a lot of general chairs in a variety of conferences, and Loïc has been, if anything, the really exemplary general chair. He has kept with everything on time, under budget, and so we're really delighted to have worked with him. I would like to personally thank him for taking on this big challenge and delivering so successfully on this. But I would also like to give him an opportunity to say a few words, essentially opening the conference here in Quebec.
Thank you, Jim. So, here we are, after 1 year and a half of hard work, I'm very pleased to welcome you in Montreal. And on behalf of the organizing committee, it's my great pleasure to welcome you to the 12th IEEE Vehicle Power and Propulsion Conference. After the successful 2014 edition in Portugal, we had the difficult task of maintaining the best scientific and technical level for our conference. The challenge was gladly taken up with a very strong Canadian and international technical committee and with the most dynamic organizational team. Now, I'm deeply convinced you will enjoy your stay in Montreal. VPPC tackles electric transportation from an advanced technical point of view. With this, significantly elevates VPPC to a high-level conference with considerable responsibilities. Obviously, we have to design energy-efficient system and to propose new ideas, but moreover, we should train students, develop cost-effective solutions, and promote green technologies. The VPPC 15 Technical Committee has prepared a very strong program for the vehicle power and propulsion community, and I'm certain you will enjoy your conference. Canada offers a strong industrial and academic network, and the country is a leader of transportation electrification. And we will have the presentation of Chantal Guimard on this point. Moreover, the province of Quebec hosts one of the most important electric vehicle user community in North America. And now I hope you will take some time to discover the great city of Montreal and perhaps other place in our belle province. I would like to express my gratitude to all of the people involved in the latest VPPC journey. The 4 days of the conference are the outcome of strong commitment of numerous colleagues, authors, reviewers, organizational and technical committee, track and session chairs, plenary speakers, tutorial instructors, special session organizers, obviously the VPPC technical committee, and so many others. And so, thank you very much. Now, I just would like to give you a quick overview of the conference and of our three next days. Maybe some key numbers. For this conference, we have received 226 papers from 24 countries. On these papers, we have accepted, after our peer review process, 170 papers for 109 presentations and 61 posters. And we have registered 200 attendees for the conference. So I think it's a success, and we are very happy to see you in Montreal. Let me give you a quick overview of our tracks. The aim of VPPC are these regular tracks, and we have worked on the definition, but basically this is the same tracks than last year. The first one will talk about energy storage and generation. After that, the second one on power electronics, motor drives. The third one on vehicle electronics and intelligent transportation system. We will talk about control and energy management of transportation system, about modeling, analysis, simulation, and about charging systems and infrastructures. Moreover, it is a VPPC tradition. We host special sessions which talk about very specific points into the VPPC topic, into the VPPC areas. The first one will be dedicated to EMR and other graphic descriptions. We'll talk about design optimization, optimal energy management. We will have a special session, or maybe a very special session, about policies related to electric transportation. This one is led by Josipa Petrunic from Kutrik in Canada. And we will have a part of the session dedicated to classical oral presentations. And after that, we will have a panel with six people, and it will be organized as a round table, and you will be invited to have interaction with this panel. And so I think it will be a very dynamic session. We have the special session 4 dedicated to niche markets vehicles, and this one is organized by the Quebecan Consortium Innove on academic and industrial relationship around electric vehicles. We will talk about reliability, maintainability, compatibility, and sustainability of the energy storage systems. And the last special session will be around fuel cell system for automotive applications. We can take a look together to the program of our conference. So our first day is already passed. Yesterday we have enjoyed three tutorials, and I have only heard good things about these tutorials. And we have enjoyed a welcome reception from the Montreal. We have played bowling and drink beers, and it was very nice. Now we are in the three main days of the conference, and these 3 days are built on the same pattern. We start the days with plenary session, and we are in a plenary session, with high-level keynote speaker. The description of the keynote speech are into your booklets, and so you can take a look and read them before the presentation. After that, during the end of the morning and the beginning of the afternoon, we will have the parallel sessions with our regular tracks and our special sessions. And the end of the afternoon will be dedicated to more specific activities. For instance, tonight we will have the VTS publication meeting. We will open the floor to Opal Arti, one of our main industrial sponsors, for a demo, a showcase of their hardware and software. Tomorrow we will have the special session 3 on policies related to electric transportation. And that's it. So I think we will have a pretty busy day, and I think we will enjoy this this program. There is a map of Montreal, so we are at the McGill University New Residence Hall. The lunch will be taken at La Plaza. It's 5 to 10 minutes on walk. You have a map into your booklet, but don't worry, it's very easy. So we will walk every day to lunch. I hope we will have rain to use your umbrellas. And for the gala dinners, it will be into the Rialto Theater. It is on Avenue du Parc as the new residence hall of McGill. Nevertheless, it's a little bit far. You can take a walk if you want. It's possible. But we have rented shuttle buses to go to the Rialto Theater and to come back at the end of the evening. We are very close from the Mount Royal Park, which is the big green space of Montreal, and I think you can take a few minutes or a few hours to take a walk and enjoy the color of the fall. And we are very close to Montreal downtown too. To finish, we have a very dynamic volunteer staff, and so feel free to ask anything. They will try to answer your questions. You can follow us on social networks. We will post on the official Facebook and Twitter of the Vehicular Technology Society. And finally, thank you very much to our industrial sponsors, Opal Arti and Hydro-Québec TM4. The financial support are very, very appreciated. Thank you very much, and enjoy your conference.
Well, thank you, Loïc. This concludes our opening session, and I just wish to hope that you have a wonderful conference, a productive conference, and that you enjoy the city of Montreal. Thank you.